Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
Cringe-inducing, sensationalist and ultimately unsuccessful. Just some of the strong criticisms of RTE's popular weight loss show Operation Transformation, expressed this week by a public health expert. Dr. Jackie Jones, a former regional manager of health promotion in the HSE, wrote in this week's Irish Times health supplement that the show is having little or no impact on people's behaviour or on this nation's obesity levels. She's in our Galway studio. Also with me here in our Donnybrook studio, Professor Donal O'Shea, consultant, endocrinologist and obesity expert who has taken part in a number of Operation Transformation programmes and campaigns. You're both very welcome. Jackie Jones, thanks for coming to our Galway studio. Why would you call Operation Transformation cringe-inducing and sensationalist?
Well, in fact, I watched it again last night just to make sure that I hadn't been overly critical. And I'm only sorry now that, in fact, I wasn't even more critical, because I don't know if you watched it yourself, Sean, but last night one of the leaders was told that her behaviour was an abomination because she had a few drinks too many.
Yeah, we'll come back to that, because I want to play a little extract from the programme, but just your general criticism.
Yeah. I mean, back in the 80s, there was a lot of research done on this approach to changing people's behaviour, including around drug abuse, obesity, etc. And the World Health Organization produced a number of reports and said that this kind of way of dealing with health behaviour was just, you know, didn't work, and in fact had the opposite effect very often to what was intended, and it just doesn't work.
But do you not think it's a really good example of modern public service broadcasting? I mean, the definition of it was originally coined almost a century ago by a famous man called Lord Reith. I think he was the BBC's first director general. It's public service broadcasting is about you inform, you educate and you entertain. And that programme does all three.
Well, it's entertaining, certainly. If I was doing an Operation Transformation type programme, I would be maybe picking, instead of five individuals and dressing them in Lycra, you know, outfits, I would maybe pick five communities in different parts of the country and focus on the difficulties that maybe some communities have in terms of accessing, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables, safe places to walk and all of that. So I wouldn't be focusing on, I think RTE certainly does have a role in you know, the nation's health and all of that. And it's done very good work in that regard. And I pointed that out in my programme in terms of things like looking at, you know, creches and facilities for older people and all of that. And it does great work. But this just isn't one example of it. And so if I was looking at trying to educate and motivate and do all those things you're talking about, as I say, I would pick five communities. And
you're making it sound a bit like Telefiche Scola. Now, I say that a little bit with my tongue in my cheek, Jackie. Maybe our younger listeners mightn't even remember Telefiche Scola. But yeah, you have to do these things in an entertaining way if you're going to get people to watch them, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But you see, the problem that I have with Operation Transformation is that it's the focus is on individuals, and they're paraded out there in their Lycra suits, which I think is completely unnecessary. And like I said last night, I mean, that woman was completely humiliated.
Yeah, on that one, I want to go back to it, but before I do...
But it doesn't work. My main point in my article was that this approach to looking at obesity or any other kind of public health behaviour, it just doesn't work in the long term.
Do you want to argue to the contrary, Donal O'Shea?
Yeah, morning, Jackie.
Morning, Donald.
And I think, in light of your kind of comments, what's your comments on Dr. Margaret Chan's contribution to the opening episode in the series and her words of encouragement? She's the Director General of the World Health Organization.
What did she say?
She said Operation Transformation is about mobilising communities, families, individuals, and she encouraged the 500,000 people who watch every week to do exactly that. Look at their own individual life, look at their family life and look at their community life. What did you think of her tone in that contribution?
I didn't hear her.
Yes.
So I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it. And that's my point. I think you're still back in the 1980s here. The World Health Organization has moved on. They realise that media play a key role in addressing it. We know no individual programme works, But this combines community action. I mean, did you see the piece with the physical activity in the primary school in Talla?
Yeah, and I would have a problem with that, but I didn't have any space in my article to go into it. And in fact, just about that, I actually was onto the Department of Education about that, and they don't know anything about that particular input into primary schools, and they said they have nothing to do with it. And you see, I'd have the same difficulty with that, that in my opinion, like, nutrition and physical activity should be ongoing in schools. It should be an ongoing, everyday thing that is done in schools and not kind of a one-off. Now, just you're talking there about me being back in the 1980s, and I just want to refer you to the very latest report from the OECD, which is 2014, and it talks about obesity and the economic crisis, which I also referred to in mine, and it talks about between 2008 and 2013, households in Ireland and others, they refer to others, decreased their expenditure on fruit and vegetables, and they make an absolute link to unemployment, fruit and vegetable consumption. And in summary, it says the evidence of a possible impact of the economic crisis on obesity points consistently to a likely increase in body weight and obesity. And that is, so I'm not stuck in the 1980s, Donal, here. This is, and what they're talking about is, they're not talking about education programs. They're talking about what we need are public policies around fat and sugar taxes.
Okay, well, just to come back to the programme, because I think you did, Jackie, mention Eilish Kavanagh. She was the person who is one of the leaders. And on last night's programme, she had a day out at the races. And before she went, we just want to hear a brief extract. Before she went, she made sure that she did some research.
Yeah.
Ladies' Day at Goran Park Races is an annual day out for Eilish, who knows her outfit has to be just right.
How do you look for Ladies' Day?
Huh? You think so?
Getting the perfect dress will be important, but there's another aspect of the big day that's a top priority for Eilish.
Low-risk weekly guidelines for adults, up to 11 standard drinks in a week for women. If I have it in one day and don't have any more for the rest of the week, that could be fine. Staying off alcohol for 7 weeks would be ridiculous because I wouldn't normally do that.
Eilish is determined to adopt a sensible, realistic approach to her alcohol consumption.
So I think my best option is a single spirit measure. I can have 11. Like, I want this plan to work for me. It's long term. It's for the rest of my life. I'm happy with that.
And that's then Eilish preparing to go to the races. A good day was had, a good day out by herself and her friends. And then when it came to the weigh-in, it turned out that she lost only 1 pound. That was a half her 2 pound target. And then one of the experts, Dr. Kira Kelly, had something strong to say by way of observation.
You're supposed to work hard every week. This week was an abomination, and I was embarrassed for you, and I was disgusted to see you. You let the programme down, you let your followers down, and with respect to Eilish, you let yourself down. Operation Transformation is about the country getting healthy, and one of our five leaders went out this week and got drunk on TV.
That's
and
not
thought
true,
it was great.
It's
what it looked like. And I was disgusted because there are people around the country who are following you. There are young people watching this show. There are kids watching this show. And I thought that that was appalling. I might have expected it from one of our younger leaders, but you are not one of our younger leaders.
I did my best.
I think, Eilish, you can't delude yourself that you,
I'm not deluding myself.
You
know? I know I made a mistake. I probably had more than I should have had. I didn't reach my target.
Why come on this programme? Why take up a place and do that? I can't fathom it.
Come back, Eva Orsmond. All is forgiven, you might be inclined to say after listening to that. But Jackie, what did you think was wrong with that? You talked about it being a humiliation.
Well, I just thought the word, using the word abomination is, I mean, okay, the woman, you know, she went on a bit of a binge. That is not an abomination. To me, things like, you know, boy soldiers, child abuse, you know, kidnapping young girls for sexual slavery in Nigeria, they are abominations. That is completely the wrong word. And I would kind of say that is, you know, it's actually, it's bullying almost, you know. I just think it was just really inappropriate for what she did. I mean, having 11 drinks, if that's what she had, I mean, that's clearly a binge. But it is not an abomination. It's a mistake. It's foolish, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, and I just think that the programme just goes over the top, you know, for the purposes of maybe sensationalism. And like I said, I come back to my original point, which Donal kind of referred to when he said I was stuck in the 1980s. I mean, we know that sensationalist approaches to anything, it doesn't matter whether it's obesity or alcohol or drug abuse or car crashes, you know, sensationalizing any health behaviour just doesn't work. And it just, you know, maybe is entertaining, but it actually, you know, has the opposite effect. I mean, they've proved, say, in relation to drug use, that, say, going into schools and with, say, the ex-drug addict and telling their story actually doubles the number of children who are going to experiment. So all I'm saying is that this approach to health behaviour just doesn't work.
OK, Donal O'Shea. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, Jackie, you know, Operation Transformation is about lifestyle. It's not about child abuse. It's not about kidnapping. It's not about slavery. And over the years, Operation Transformation has shone a light on one or two incidents where leaders who actually do sign up to 8 weeks of changing their lives as a beacon within their community and as a beacon within society and as a beacon for policy change. So shining a light on their problems when they happen is not something that Operation Transformation comes away from. You didn't see the first episode in the series, which set the tone with the Director General of the World Health Organization saying, mobilize communities, mobilize families, and look at the individuals. And if you don't watch a series, don't criticise a series with a different agenda around inequality and child abuse. 500,000 people a week watch this programme. It has transformed the lives of the previous leaders. You will have seen that in the documentary. And it's not always about weight. Some of them are the same weight as they were going on, but they have changed. They've got a job. They've got employment. They've found self-esteem.
There was an element, though, of showbiz to last night's programme. Maybe that's unavoidable. And I know you haven't seen the full edited version of it, Donal, but I mean, OK, she was naive. Eilish Kavanagh was naive, no doubt about it. I mean, it was almost as though she forgot the cameras were there and the production team took full advantage of her slip.
Yes. And can I just say...
No, sorry, do you want to let him respond to that? If you okay.
No, I think there are always elements to it. Television show that will have entertainment, and that's the balance. You know, if you want 90,000 people a week watching, well, then that's what you'll have. If you want to affect change, if you want to influence policy and mobilise communities, you need 500,000
people. Jackie, there's another
watching.
Point in it that, and they went back, they revisited last night some previous attention that they had paid to the whole question of people being made aware of the number, the calorie count when they went into a restaurant, be it fast food or other outlets, and how they replayed clips from the previous minister, James Riley, and other things. And it's a campaign, you could say, that the programme is engaged in. They haven't got there yet, but surely that's desirable.
Yes, and I'm all for that. I mean, I wrote an article about that some time ago, and where I actually went into a restaurant in Galway, which was one of the first to put calories on menus. And I wrote about that in a very positive way. And I'm all for public policy. I think that should be mandatory. But if I can just sort of come back to Donal about what he was talking about there. Obesity rates haven't gone down since Operation Transformation started 7 or 8 years ago. They have actually gone up.
But are you making a connection between the two? You're not blaming Operation Transformation for a rise in obesity.
Absolutely not. Of course I'm not. But what I'm saying is that Operation Transformation puts itself out there as a programme that is supposed to influence the health of the nation. And obesity rates are going up. And the reason their obesity rates are going up is because we can kind of fool ourselves a little bit into thinking, well, look, we're educating the public. What is needed are fat and sugar taxes, much better regulation of advertising. I mean, you look at, say, for example, you know, those follow-on and growing up milks. I mean, Gordon Jay's, his latest report, which came out there in December, he wants a complete ban on advertising of those follow-on milks and even teats and bottles, because I don't know.
But that's broadening the agenda way beyond the brief of a programme like Operation Transformation.
My point in my article was that Operation Transformation puts itself out there and about influencing the health of the nation. And all I'm saying is, it's not doing that. It's very entertaining.
And I would just come back, Jackie, to the reason that Dr. Margaret Chan came onto Operation Transformation is that Ireland is on course to be the fattest country in Europe by 2030,
right.
Not 2020, as you stated in your article. And she wants mobilise against it. The reason I got to sit down with the Minister for Health yesterday to discuss calorie posting was because of Operation Transformation. So it is attempting to influence policy, it is attempting to change individuals, and it is getting thousands of people out and active at community events every weekend.
Yeah. Well, you see, I mean, I would wonder, and I did write into Operation Transformation to find out, did they have any way of knowing the social kind of socioeconomic group that these followers and people were? And I didn't even get a reply from them, because I did. That was before I wrote my article.
But the whole of Dunleer seemed to be out with their representative, their town leader, on a very dark and grubby night. And they took all the precautions about high-vis jackets and so forth. I mean, that surely is an example of a community getting behind an individual.
Well, why are obesity rates going up then?
Because the environment...
Because not enough people get out like the people in Dunleer did.
Exactly. The environment.
And that's exactly what Operation Transformation at an individual and community level is attempting to influence. And I would argue, I mean, I'm 25 years in this field, very positively and in a way like no other Biggest Loser in inverted commas show, you know, this one, Operation Transformation attempts to cross the spectrum that needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
OK, just a quick visit to our text line. Sean, tell Dr. O'Shea that dressing participants in Lycra is degrading and humiliating and a disgrace. Also, I agree with Jackie, says another listener, cringe-making, humiliating, not entertaining, must be a more humane and civilised way to deal with obesity. And then, as against that, Mike in Cork says Dr. Ciara Kelly was right to have a go at the woman on Operation Transformation last night. Tell Jackie Jones to come into the 21st century. Brief last 20 seconds each.
Okay, I would say that all of Jackie's comments, cringe-inducing, sensationalist and ultimately unsuccessful, apply to her article. The World Health Organization has moved on, and I think she should move on.
Jackie?
Well, I'm 37 years in this business. I did 37 years in health promotion, and I just know that this kind of approach doesn't work. And we'll be back here in 5 or 10 years' time, and we'll be saying, how come our obesity rates are twice what they were in 2015?
You've had the last word for now, but I suspect we'll be back on this topic and other ones. Jackie Jones, Dr. Jackie Jones, a member of Healthy Ireland Council, also Professor Donal O'Shea of the Weight Management Clinic at St. Columbkill's Hospital in South Dublin. Thank you both for being with us. We'll be talking pay and pensions and operation, perhaps social dialogue after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.